Hello and welcome to another episode of East Tennessee Mysteries. On this episode, I will discuss with you about a mystery that has had my interest for quite some time now. Now, we all know we love our history and where we came from, correct? Well, there is one mystery that lies deep in the Smoky Mountains on the Cumberland Plateau involving Greek mythology. There's a tale about a legend in the Smokies that lost or hidden people still live in secluded areas among the mountains. Now, trying to find some information on this with some internet searches, unfortunately, I couldn't find any additional information. Sure, we all know there are stories out there that we haven't heard of, and I'm always working to learn more of them. And we also know that there are questions from those stories that we may never get to answer. But is it too much to hope for that there could be possibly a real mystery in the Smoky Mountains that we have never heard of or know about? There is a carving on a rock that appears to be ancient Greek. From doing research on it, it is called Cairo. It is a combination of the first two Greek letters of Christos, or Christos, which is the translation for Christ. While the symbol seems to predate Christianity, it was adopted by the early church. On a side note, if we look at ancientsymbols.com, it explains that the Cairo is behind the practice of the abbreviation Christmas as Xmas. So why would there be an ancient Greek symbol doing on a rock in the back country of the Cumberland Plateau? Well, that's a very good question. And yet I don't have the slightest clue, but we all do know that there has been traces of Native Americans who first claimed the plateau for their own hunting grounds. But the pictures that they have are totally different than the Cairo carving. In fact, the Native Americans usually done different crafts, just such as baskets and pottery. Another idea that came to my mind was that Colonel John Wilder, while he was in the Army, would mark rocks that has possible coal in it. While Colonel Wilder clearly had his eyes set on Tennessee for possible business opportunities, however, he never used Greek symbols in his personal businesses. Please, if you have any ideas on this mystery, please reach out to me via email at easttennesseemysteries@gmail.com.